Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. There were five companies who issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed in their Chapter 11 cases in July 2012. These are Hawker Beechcraft, Hemcon Medical, Prince Sports, Nebraska Book, and Delta Petroleum. Hawker Beechcraft Inc., the private jet maker owned by Goldman Sachs Group Inc. and Onyx Corp., filed a plan to reorganize that would give control of the company to secured creditors. Holders of secured debt, valued at $921.6 million, would get 81% of the new common stock in the reorganized company. Estimated recoveries for unsecured creditors and holders of subordinated notes weren't disclosed. Other interests in the company would be canceled, leaving nothing for existing shareholders, including funds affiliated with New York-based Goldman Sachs and Onyx. Each owned 49% of Hawker stock. Former managers and directors held the remainder, according to court papers. The plan, however, has been put on hold, as the company holds exclusive talks with Chinese firm Superior Aviation Beijing Company Ltd. regarding a $1.7 billion strategic combination. As part of the exclusivity agreement, Superior is providing $50 million to sustain Hawker Beechcraft's jet business. Any definite agreement reached with Superior would be subject to approval by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and other regulatory agencies. In addition, any definitive agreement reached with Superior would be subject to approval by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and other regulatory agencies. In addition, any definitive agreement with Superior would be subject to termination if another potential purchaser succeeds in the mandatory competitive auction process, which will be overseen by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. If negotiations with Superior are not concluded in a timely manner, Hawker Beechcraft will proceed with seeking confirmation of the joint plan of reorganization. Superior's legal representative is Locklord LLP, and its financial advisor is Grant Thornton. Hemcon Medical Technologies, Inc. has an August 9th hearing to seek approval of the disclosure statement explaining its proposed Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. According to the disclosure statement, the reorganized debtor will recapitalize by raising $8 million to $12 million in new capital. The debtor plans to sell between 1 million and 1.5 million shares of Series A preferred stock to angel investors, including unsecured creditors and equity security holders, and to sell between 2 million and 3 million shares to private equity funds or other institutional investors. A total of between 3 million and 4.5 million shares is expected to be sold in the offering. The Series A preferred shares will be issued at roughly $2.50 per share. It will have a liquidation preference of par plus 5% per annum per share and be converted into common stock when the company conducts a public offering of its common stock at a price of at least $7.50 per share. The company has already engaged in substantial discussions with various parties and received a written indication of interest from private equity. 1 million shares of common stock will be reserved for issuance under potential stock options for employees. Holders of general unsecured claims, which are impaired under the plan, will be issued approximately a total of $1.1 million of shares of common stock. Common stock will be issued at the rate of one share for each $50 of unsecured debt. Each holder of an unsecured claims equal to or less than $5,000, or who elects to reduce their unsecured claim to $5,000, will not receive shares, but will instead be paid 50% of the allowed amount of the claim within 60 days following the later of the effective date. Bank of America, as administrative agent, holds a secured claim on account of debt owed to BOA, Bank of the West, and Silicon Valley Bank. The company's secured claim will be fixed at $5 million and payable with interest from and after the effective date at a fixed rate equal to 4.5% per annum, with interest-only payments on a monthly basis until the fifth anniversary of the effective date, at which time the principal balance of any remaining unpaid interest shall be paid. The claim will continue to be secured by a security interest in reorganized debtors' assets of the same kind and category and with the same priority that it held as of the petition date. The amount of debt in excess of BOA's allowed secured claim will be treated as a general unsecured claim. Holders of equity securities will not be entitled to any distributions on account of their existing interests, although they will have the opportunity to acquire Series A preferred stock in reorganized debtor. Prince Sports Inc., a pioneer of the modern oversized tennis rackets, won court approval of its restructuring plan, giving ownership of the company to lenders. Under Prince's reorganization plan, lender ABG Prince LLC will get all the reorganized company's equity in exchange for its $67.2 million secured debt. Unsecured creditors owed about $13.8 million will get proceeds from lawsuits and cash for an estimated recovery of 2.7%. Nebraska Book's Third Amended Joint Plan of Reorganization became effective, and the company emerged from Chapter 11 protection. On the effective date, the debtors obtained access to $80 million in new capital in the form of a term loan and a new $75 million revolving credit facility. The new money term loan is fully backstopped by a subset of holders of pre-petition 10% senior secured notes due December 1, 2011, issued by Nebraska Book, including one of the largest holders of pre-petition senior secured notes in dollar principal amount. Holders of pre-petition senior secured notes will receive their pro rata share of A, $100 million in new take-back notes, and B, their pro rata share of substantially all of the reorganized debtors' new common equity, subject to dilution from a management equity incentive plan to be implemented pursuant to the plan and the warrants. Holders of the pre-petition 8.625% senior subordinated notes due March 15, 2012, issued by Nebraska Book, will receive their pro rata share of warrants for up to an aggregate amount of 22% of the fully diluted new common equity in two tranches, X up to 7% of the fully diluted new common equity in the form of 7-year warrants with a strike price determined based on an equity value of $100 million. And Y, up to 15% of the fully diluted new common equity in the form of 7-year warrants with a strike price determined based on an equity value of $150 million. Pursuant to the plan, the pre-petition 11% senior discount notes due December 15, 2013, issued by the company, will be canceled and extinguished, and holders of pre-petition senior discount notes will receive no distribution on account of such holdings. Delta Petroleum filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court an amended Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement. The plan allows the debtors to deleverage their balance sheets through their agreement with the plan sponsor to form a new limited liability company with assets contributed by the plan sponsor and the debtors, including each party's oil and gas, surface real estate, and related assets located in Garfield and Mesa Counties, Colorado. Reorganized Delta will retain 1. A 33.34% interest in the joint venture company, and 2. $75 million in cash, subject to certain adjustments set forth by the contribution agreement, drawn from a senior secured term loan credit facility obtained by the plan sponsor on behalf of the joint venture company. Approximately $75 million in proceeds from the JV company credit facility will be applied, along with certain other funds, and holders of general unsecured claims who choose either affirmatively or by default to receive 15% of the allowed amount of their general unsecured claim in cash. The plan further provides that the holders of general unsecured claims and noteholders' claims will receive their pro rata shares of reorganized Delta's new common stock, and in the case of holders of noteholder claims, any distribution that such holder is entitled to receive from debtors other than Delta, in full satisfaction of their claims, although unless holders of general unsecured claims elect to receive new common stock, they will instead receive cash equal to 15% of the allowed amount of their claims on the effective date as the default option. Holders of general unsecured claims against Delta should be aware of certain risks relating to their treatment under the plan. First, the debtors are not representing that the 15% cash option is equivalent in value to the new common stock of reorganized Delta. The debtors believe that 15 cents on the dollar would be substantially less than the return implied by the receipt of the new common stock of reorganized Delta, subject to the risk factors described herein, including the limited liquidity in market for the new common stock. Second, the existing holders of noteholder claims will own the substantial majority of the new common stock after the effective date, and as such, will control the operations and corporate decision-making of reorganized Delta. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for July 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial. It will add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300. And that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on September 16th. Thank you for listening.